Rusty Quill presents.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Vengeance is a dish best served cold. Vindication is a beverage best served at room temperature. Violence is a vol-au-vent best served hot, straight out of the oven. Stick around for more helpful hints on how to serve common emotion potions, and welcome back to Spiritbox Radio. Hello, faithful listeners. It's only 3 days until the annual celebration of the patron saint of bees. It's a good time to start planting things like raspberry canes, provided your garden isn't freezing overnight and the soil isn't waterlogged. Any flowering plants are great for bees, and bees are great for plants. Bees are actually great at incidentally casting wards, so a bee-friendly garden can help safeguard you from malevolent spirits, and their presence can also help attract friendly spirits too. Bees, like those of us who use Spirit Box Radio, are great at community. So many of you have turned your efforts to tracking down Jinghua and her friend Ellen, who I mentioned in last week's episode. Belinda, who lives in Birmingham, reported that there has been a missing persons report filed for Jinghua, but not one for Ellen. She was able to find some records of Ellen and her family. It looks like there is no report of Ellen having a younger brother who passed away, which is very peculiar. I'll keep you posted as to when we learn more. We've had a letter this week from Martin in Staffordshire asking what to do following an incident he had a few weeks ago. Martin says, I was reorganising my altar and accidentally knocked my Baphomet statue on the floor of my studio. The statue was only a cheap one I bought on eBay, and the floors of the studio are concrete, and the statue pretty much exploded as soon as it hit the ground. I couldn't even tell which bits went where when I attempted to repair it. I really liked the statue. Even though it was cheap, it had good vibes, and the red eyes really set the whole thing off, so I was really upset that it didn't look like I was going to be able to fix it. I swept up the pieces and put them in a Tupperware box, intending to give the remains a somewhat proper burial in my back garden, probably by the petunias. I wasn't ready to let go right away, so in the meantime, I brought the box into my house and put it on the kitchen windowsill. My studio is a separate building to my house, and I converted it to rehearsing with my band not long after my husband and I moved in. He's not a fan of loud music, especially when it isn't very good, so I thought it would be kind to move rehearsals into the garage. I had soundproofing on the walls and installed a nice thick carpet. After a while though, enthusiasm for the band petered out, and of course, what with the virus and all, rehearsals have now dried up completely. Last April, the stream that runs at the end of our garden burst its banks and flooded the studio, so we tore out the carpet. Now devoid of purpose, I thought I'd turn it into a place where my husband and I could go to meditate and whatnot, either together or in private, and I moved my little Arcanism altar out of the bedroom and put it into the studio. It was actually my husband that bought me the statue. He found it when browsing vintage lamps for redecorating the living room, and as it was cheap and he thought I'd like it, he bought it for me. It looked fabulous next to my other statues and crystals and really set off a good vibe. Since the statue has been on the kitchen windowsill, however, we've noticed some strange things happening in the house. Food that had only been in the oven for a couple of minutes burnt to charcoal. The light in the kitchen blew, and as soon as we fitted a new bulb, that blew too. We assumed we had faulty wiring and had someone out to look at it, but the electrician said that everything was fine. He did, however, start to complain of dizziness, and when my husband made him sit down at the dining room table, he suddenly threw up and fled the house. He did ring to apologise, blaming a dodgy tuna sandwich, but I suspect something else is afoot here. Is it possible that this statue had something malevolent trapped inside of it? Thanks a lot, from Martin. Thank you, Martin, for writing into the show. Your studio sounds amazing. Maybe I could do something like that with the living room in this house as I never use it. Or my bedroom, maybe. I've not slept in there for a couple of weeks, and I feel much better for it. The old new window rattles and keeps me up. Down here, I'm only bothered by waking up sketching, but that happens wherever I sleep. That white door, hey? What a pest. Anyway, Martin, it sounds like there could indeed have been something trapped inside your Baphomet statue. Because of the burning food, it sounds like it could be malevolent. Then again, perhaps it just didn't like what you were cooking. Still, it's best to err on the side of caution in cases like this, so the first thing you should do is cast a circle around the box of pieces. This is one of the few things that Madame Marie actually taught me how to do, so you're in luck. First, draw a circle on the floor. Chalk is good, as it's absorbent, so it picks up vibes pretty easily, but anything will do. Inside this circle, draw another smaller circle. Now mark 5 points inside that smaller circle. Connect them up into the shape of a pentagram. In the heart of the pentagram, draw the Norse rune Algis, which is shaped like a capital Y with an extra fork in the middle. You can draw more Algis runes in the space between your concentric circles. Next, place a tea light on each corner of your pentagram. And light the tea lights, being sure to keep your intention to contain the spirit inside the circle clear in your head as you do so. It might help to make up a little chant, something along the lines of, I hold you within the confines of this circle, I hold you within the confines of this circle, I hold you within the confines of this circle, I hold you within the confines of this circle, or similar. Once your candles are lit, you might feel a little seismic activity or an overwhelming sense of nausea, but don't worry, that's normal. Next, smudge your house with sage. Make sure you're done before the tea lights burn out. You don't need to do a thorough smudging, just a couple of wafts should set you to rights. Then you can tune into Spirit Box Radio and use our continuous broadcast to commune with the spirit. I hope that helps, Martin. Do let us know how you get on. Next, the augury forecast. I found this week's written on the back page of a book I've been reading. This is a good month to purchase a new umbrella, provided it is not yellow, red, or polka dot. Yellow, red, and polka dot umbrellas purchased this month are likely to break on first use. Avoid yellow, red, and polka dot umbrellas, particularly when near oncoming traffic. If you've been holding back or making a decision for a while, now is the time to make it. A flock of starlings in Corsica have indicated that the next few weeks are an auspicious time to acquire new furniture. If your name begins with N, this month you are likely to trip on curbstones, so be careful when crossing roads, particularly when approaching oncoming traffic, and especially if you have a yellow, red, or polka dot umbrella. Eggs laid on the last Monday of this month are likely to have two yolks. If you live in Bournemouth, don't. Just don't. You know what I'm talking about. So concludes the augury forecast. You know, it's really quite sad the state I've let things get into since Madame Marie disappeared. No Salim the weather guy means the augury forecasts are few and far between, and no Janet the tarot witch has left me trying my hand at drawing cards from the deck, and now I can't even do that. And Astrid the janitor was the only person who could read the crystal ball we have in the studio. Now I can't even find it. I'm trying my best for you, faithful listeners. I'm sure Madame Marie will be back before we know it. When I visited Oliver the florist, though, he didn't seem so sure. He did compliment me on my hosting of the show, but I think he was just flattering me because he liked my enchanted rose. I do hope he meant it. The flattery, not his doubts about Madame Marie returning. He didn't say anything, not exactly, but it was more general. Ooh, exciting! Hello, you are live on Spirit Box Radio.
I know, Sam. I've been trying to phone your mobile since you started broadcasting, but it just goes straight to answer phone.
After you and Kitty last dropped by, I've been turning it off whenever I'm hosting the show, actually.
I can't take it. Am I supposed to just sit here and listen to you talking about how bad you feel about M being gone?
Have you considered turning the radio off?
I can't, and you know it.
I don't.
Well, if you must. Last week when I tried to tune in, I couldn't find the station.
You forgot the frequency.
I did not. I've been listening to M's mess with this nonsense since I was 10 years old. It's not something I'd forget lightly. You blocked me, or banned me, or something.
Anna, this is radio, not, I don't know, online things. I can't ban you. Unless you're suggesting I did something of an arcane nature.
You know full well that's not what I'm suggesting, because magic
does not exist. Yes, thank you. I'm well aware of your baffling opinion.
It's not baffling. It's common sense.
Right. Okay.
Don't just dismiss me like that, Sam. This is important.
What is this, exactly? I don't know what you're doing up at the witching hour, considering you don't believe in the arcane and you've probably got lawyering to do in the morning or whatever, but I have a show to host, so unless you have something else to say, I'm going to hang up.
You are so ridiculous. You collapsed, your nose is streaming blood, you're so weak you can barely stand, and you insist on hosting the show!
It's actually helping, Anna. Since I started doing the show, I feel better and better every week.
And I bet you've been sleeping in that dark, dank basement, aren't you? And you keep talking about that florist.
I've only mentioned him a couple of times.
He's bad news, Sam. Trust me on this.
Bad news?
Yes. I remember him from the days I wasn't old enough to avoid Em dragging me around with her everywhere she went. And there's something not right about him.
He seemed fine to me.
Well, darling, you're not the best judge of character, are you?
Hey!
Risk assessment has never been your strong suit, that's all I'm saying. You need to be careful.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. Cardigan just got caught on this hedge.
Where are you?
On the way over.
You don't sound like you're in the car.
I'm not, am I? I'm on the side of the road. Can't you hear that dog?
No.
I'll put you on speaker.
I do hear it.
I almost hit it. Stupid thing was in the middle of the road.
But you didn't hit it?
No.
But you're looking for it.
I thought that was pretty obvious.
But why?
Because...
Of all of the wonderful things he does?
I just want to make sure it's okay.
Are you okay?
Fine, except for these bloody hedges!
Can you still hear the dog?
No. Wait. Yes, Yes, I can hear it. I think it's back towards the...
Anna? Hello? Are you still there? Anna?
I'm still here.
Are you okay?
It's... the dog. It's dead, but...
You hit it after all?
No. I didn't. I saw it scamper away out of the beam of the headlights.
Maybe you caught it with the edge of your bumper or something.
I'd have felt that, Sam, and... and this dog is... very, very dead.
Could it be a different dog?
No. It's the same dog. It's wrong. Its eyes, Sam. Its eyes are all gone.
I mean, the barking. The barking could be a different dog.
Yeah. Maybe.
Anna, just get in the car. You're coming here to interrupt my broadcast, right?
Right.
Just get in the car and drive the rest of the way, okay? I'll sit on the wall out front and meet you. How far away are you?
15 minutes drive.
Right, that's enough time for me to put the kettle on.
Yeah, okay. I'll see you then.
Good. Okay, faithful listeners. I have to go and make sure Anna is okay. Thank you for tuning in, faithful listeners. This has been Spirit Box Radio's Advice and Community segment. I've been Sam Enfield, and I'll speak to you next week. But for now, good night.
Spirit Box Radio is distributed by Hanging Thoughts Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 international license. The show is created, directed, and produced by me, Ada Major, the voice of Sam Enfield. This episode also features the voices of Alex Palliver Richardson as Anna. Find us on Twitter at Spirit Box Radio or tweet the slots at Hanging Sloths. You can support the show at patreon.com/Hanging Sloth Studios. Spirit Box Radio is recorded in front of a dead studio audience.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in...
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.